weekend with your Christmas shopping. Kay Delaney, America tonight. Crowded malls. Crowded restaurants. Crowded roads. You can always tell when we're getting closer to the holidays because that's exactly what we have. People running around like maniacs trying to grab up a whole bunch of stuff to wrap up for Hanukkah or Christmas for friends, neighbors, families, and spending supposedly is sky high, especially when it comes to avoiding the rush at the malls and all that other stuff I just described that is absolutely out there, and letting your fingers do the talking on the keypads as you order through the internet. I noticed the big brown trucks are everywhere, times 10, more than I normally see them. And if that's happening in my neck of the woods, I guarantee in your backyards, the same thing is going on. Over the weekend, you might have kicked back and watched not just a little football, but maybe you watched the debate that was on ABC. Now, the biggest debate in terms of viewers, the ratings, had it up over 7 million people watching on a Saturday night from Drake University in Iowa. The Republicans go toe-to-toe one more time. That's 11 debates so far. Remember the first one? You have to go all the way back to June for that first debate in New Hampshire. Now we're into Iowa, and very soon we'll be into the Iowa caucuses and to the New Hampshire debate. So who wins in the debate? Well, certainly One Network definitely won, and they had their heavy hitters, Diane Sawyer and George Stephanopoulos, on hand to moderate the debate. You had Newt Gingrich, who's sky high on the polls lately. He has huge leads in South Carolina, in Florida. You know, anywhere he goes, he seems to be embraced. Even if there are plenty anti-Newt people, there are enough that in the polls, he just continues to push forward. Even though he's getting slammed all over the place, he, by pundits and by people who worked with Newt in the past when he was Speaker of the House, and you know, for as many people that might give him thumbs up, there's just as many people that say thumbs down to Newt Gingrich. So, in the polls, he's leading anyway. Will he lead when it gets to the real stuff, the primaries, the juicy stuff? One of his detractors is the congressman from New York, Pete King. Pete King talks about a couple of different things. He's part of the Sunday Swirl, which is the talking heads all over the television, pick a flavor, meaning any channel, and you know what I mean, where we're talking about the politics of the day and what's happening with the Republicans. And Pete King talked about Gingrich and Bill Clinton. He talked about the fact that he says he didn't have any real discipline, which is why Clinton actually got to the better of him. He also talked about the fact that he had controversies, that he wasn't great at problem solving, and instead he actually created a few for himself politically. Take a listen.
Bill Clinton ended up always outmaneuvering Newt Gingrich, and that's what I would see happening in the campaign, that he just doesn't have the self-discipline that's needed to be a national leader. Once he was in power, there were so many false starts, so many times he went off course, so many times he put himself in the center of a self-created controversy, which hurt our agenda, which hurt our programs.
All right, so he doesn't want to see him take that spot. And, of course, Pete King is a Republican. He's just not, there's just no way. He wants nothing to do with Newt. On the other side of the aisle, the Democrats clearly starting to push a little bit for Obama, who's trying to raise $1 billion, and I think he will. He definitely has all the Wall Street players in his pocket. For as much as they may attack the so-called, you know, 1%, the 1% is supporting Barack Obama, evidenced by the big fundraiser where people, 20 of them, paid over $35,000 to dine with Obama And, of course, it was organized by Goldman Sachs. But Dick Durbin didn't want to talk about any of that kind of stuff. He said that clearly the record stands. It's all about Obama, baby, in 2010.
He has stepped up with a jobs program supported across the board by the American people and said to the Republicans, either join me in moving America forward and creating jobs or face the next election for a referendum on whether we're going to return to the failed Republican economic policies. I think that is a clear contrast.
All right, clear contrast, according to Durbin, but clearly unemployment still up over 8%. We have lots of battles going on in neighborhoods across the country. The war on trying to keep your head above water is what it really is. I'm noticing that a lot of people are doubling up like the old days in America when families lived together. Now that's the new reality because you got to save some money. Why waste money? Why go out on your own when you can save a few bucks because you got to try to figure out a way to maneuver the new landscape. What are the jobs going to be in the future? To me, that's one of the biggest things that has not been answered by a lot of the politicians. All these ideas of what, where we need to be moving forward, where we need to be is in control of our own destinies. And how do you create entrepreneurs if you're not lending money, for one, and if you're not educating people in the right way to the careers where we need to be headed as a nation? I mean, where are we funneling all of that? When things are broke, you move in a different direction, and things are definitely broke. We're broke, as a matter of fact. You know, we're not getting into the red anytime soon, so who can offer that? That's what I want to hear. All right, there were a lot of follow-ups to what happened last week, and then, of course, what's going on this week, as the 16th is the end of the week. I mean, do you believe it? We're already almost at the 16th. That's when Congress is supposed to say adios. So with the payroll tax extension, is that really going to happen? We keep hearing the number, $1,000, $1,000. That's what you'll lose, America. Many of you listening to me tonight would fit into that category where, whether it's $50 a paycheck or whatever, it's not going to be there. So with the paycheck being a little bit lighter, who would you blame that on should this payroll extension not go through? Now, I think it's an old trick. What ultimately happens is there will be some sort of a deal. It'll happen right before everybody leaves as they're heading to get on the planes to go back to their homes, wherever. They'll be cutting a deal. I don't think this one dangles. I don't think this one is left on the table. And if you've listened to America Tonight at all, throughout the week, of course, we'll bring you reports from Washington, D.C., from talk radio news as to what's going on in the White House and the daily White House briefings. I'm sure that really this is what most of the focus is going to be on. Mitch McConnell had something to say about that. The senator from Kentucky, what was it? Oh, that's coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Debate rolling. So many of you filled up my coffers, meaning the mailbox. You sent me emails on real or fake. And overwhelmingly, it's like this poll is over because everybody has said fake. You're all getting artificial trees. I'm the only one in America, apparently, that's getting a real tree. So I promised in our next segment we will go and check the mailbag. There's some other things that you wanted to talk about, too, like nail the score. Did anybody win this week? The Giants, once again, stunning the Cowboys 37-34 for a myriad of reasons. The Cowboys squander away 12 points at the tail end of the game. I think that the nearly 100,000 people or so, it seems, that crammed into Jerry World were silent at the tail end of the game, could not believe what they were seeing. Instead of celebrating the NFC East, they're celebrating nothing other than deja vu, bad play calling, and an iced kicker. This time, though, it wasn't their own coach icing them. In other words, Jason Garrett, who coaches the Cowboys, didn't call a timeout as his kicker was making an unbelievable kick to win the game. This time it was the other team, the Giants, that did that, and it was a smart move on their part because the next time around it was blocked anyway. It was tipped. It wasn't going anywhere. And in New York, they're celebrating. Giant fans went crazy. A friend of mine sends me a note that they were walking out of the Jersey Boys and ran into a bunch of New York football fans in jerseys and looked very, very happy. So it was obvious that the Cowboys had choked away another game at the Jerry Dome. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I knew New York was going to win. I don't think I had the score. Did anybody else get it?
No, you had 34-27. I had 35-28. Nobody had 37-34.
My goodness.
I know. Hey, so close, but not yet.
A little bit on Newt Gingrich real quick. He was a lapdog for Clinton. I mean, he was a supporter of cap and trade. Something don't sit well with me. I mean, a lot of people are saying, are there too many debates, too many debates, too many debates? But on the other hand, Barack Obama's going around trying to say he's trying to push job bills and this and that, but all he's doing is campaigning on the taxpayer's dollar.
Yeah.
So I think these debates are good for the simple fact is they get as much recognition out there across the United States as Obama's getting trying to push this fake jobs bill. And lastly, I'd like to touch on the 1-2 with the upcoming BCS. Now, if you remember back not that long ago when Michigan was ranked number one, Ohio State was ranked number two.
Mm-hmm.
And they played at Michigan, and Ohio State barely beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And number three and number four also lost, which put Ohio State number one, Michigan number two, and then I think it was Miami got pushed up to number three.
Mm-hmm.
But Ohio State, Michigan did not play the championship bowl because they didn't want to see the rematch. So I think it was Ohio State, Miami that year.
You're right.
And now we're in the same scenario, and I just don't think after they go undefeated, go to Alabama and win, regardless of the score. They won in Alabama. Alabama didn't even win the SEC and didn't even get to play for the SEC title. On the other hand, Oklahoma State won their division outright. So in my eyes, I think it should be Oklahoma State. But let me throw another quick scenario at you. Let's say Alabama wins in a very ugly game like 3-0, 6-3, and on the other hand, Oklahoma State blows out Stanford like 62-3 or something.
Sure.
This is the BCS championship, although it's technically considered national championship, but it is the BCS championship. Is it possible, do you think, in the voters' minds, that Oklahoma State could leapfrog both teams if they had an ugly game and Oklahoma State had a great game? Could they end up with the national title playing Stanford?
No.
What do you think about that scenario?
No. I understand. Listen, I understand. I'm right there with you. I feel your pain, especially since I used to cover end-to-end college football. And we were already screaming forever and a day about a true playoff system. I mean, is it really fair? They're in the Fiesta Bowl on January 2nd. Oklahoma State is, right? And
right. They're
going up against, as you said, Stanford, so they blow them out, let's say, and they, you know, you got the Big 12 versus the Pac-12, and they're both 11-1 and 8-1 conference play, but then you have Alabama 11-1 SEC and LSU, and that's the big baby on the 9th in New Orleans for the championship game. I don't think so, no. Mm-mm. But it's not fair. I mean, the system is just not set up correctly. I think that's the problem, and that's what you're pointing out. They need to really, truly have a playoff system. To me, that's fair, but the problem is the money. It's all about the bowls and the millions and millions of crazy amount of money they'll get. I mean, even Oklahoma State and Stanford, they'll get, I want to say they get at least $8 million for being in that bowl game.
Right.
And so that's a thing.
One other quick scenario. This would have been actually a perfect year for the plus one. It could be Alabama, Oklahoma State, and LSU sitting back waiting for the winner.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? I don't think
so. All right, well,
now
good luck everybody next week.
All right, good luck to everyone next week. I echo that sentiment. Jay, thanks. I don't think so. The way it's set up, I believe that's the way it's set up. It's going to come down to, okay, so the Tigers win, they go crazy, or Alabama or whatever. And that's going to be it. Now, the coaches, ultimately, the next year, what respect is given to those teams, depending on what happens with Oklahoma State? You know, who do they, you know, it's always interesting when the first poll comes out. It's that sort of the poke in the eye, because sometimes the champion doesn't always come up first in the polls if you have a scenario like this with this kind of year. But I say the cards are going to play out between those two, and that's it. They're not going to throw in anything else there. They're not going to do that. If they would just do straight up do a playoff system and work it into the bowls, work it in that way. Why couldn't you still have a bowl system? In other words, call them bowls, have the playoffs listed that way. You know, tier them out, and it's like college hoop, one and done. I don't see what the problem is, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in the very near future. Perhaps ultimately it does, because there are definite arguments you could make. And then, you know, it'll be strength of conference and who they're playing and all of that, which has already weighed into a lot of the polls. But if straight up you want to see one and two, it has to be a playoff system. I can tell Jay is frustrated by that because we've talked about it a couple of times. All right, Mitch McConnell, here's what he had to say about his grand plan for bipartisan support.
That isn't going to happen, and obviously we'll reach an agreement. We put together a bipartisan package that I think is going to enjoy pretty strong support among a lot of Democrats in the Senate.
All right, so he says that's not going to happen, that they're not going to come up with some way to resolve the differences before December 31st, because that's the deadline. Are they going to renew the popular payroll tax cut? How are they going to pay for it? I mean, of course, that's the other thing. The 4.2% payroll tax that you pay, that workers pay, funds the Social Security retirement system. So does it return to 6.2% in January if Congress doesn't do anything? Of course, that would raise taxes on 160 million people, with an average of about $1,000 a family, about $1,000. And Democrats are trying to extend the tax break. That's what they're saying. And the Republicans are getting the backlash on it, saying that they don't want to do it because they're trying to stick other things in the plan, trying to accelerate the pipeline project between the United States and Canada and a few other things. Listen, I'll say it again and again and again and again. It's like we're playing charades over and over again, but the other person is not getting it and you're furious, so you're waving your hands frantically. You know, what are you trying to imitate? What are you trying to say? But they'll come up with something right before the end of the year, whether it's on that exact day. That's what I think. Keep going back and forth, grandstanding, throwing out plans, but in the end, they're going to come up with something. Absolutely. Check in the mail next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Abracadabra, who's going to be the Republican nominee? That certainly is on the minds of many people who emailed America Tonight over the weekend. So, with that in mind, we are going to run, not walk, to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, our first one comes to us from Alan, who says, Kate, what do the Republicans think? Are they going to win on a wing and a prayer? Really, is Newt Gingrich going to be the nominee? Do you think the Democrats are taking Newt Gingrich seriously? Or is Mitt Romney still the guy? Is he going to prevail? Are they planning for Mitt Romney? Come on, handicap it for us. What's the playbook on the Democratic side of things? Well, I think they're going to handicap it for still Mitt Romney is the establishment guy, no matter what anyone thinks or says, anybody but Mitt, all that. Now we see what happens in the first couple of primaries. Probably the first five matter the most, because if somebody clearly comes out a front runner and they're just pounding everybody, then if it's Newt Gingrich, then it would have to be Newt Gingrich, most likely. But I don't think so. I think this comes down to April, and with April showers of so many people and showering, getting the votes, being showered with votes, in May there comes the ultimate person who probably emerges. But they can't, they being the Democrats, if you're asking me to put on my Democratic strategic helmet and think about what would I do, I would certainly plan for Gingrich because he's getting a lot of attention, and he's breaking through the polls. Now he's saying, hey, listen, I'm a human guy. I didn't use the word screwed up, but I had human failings, and I spoke to God about my failings, and now I'm a grandfather. I'm 68 and whatever. And he's coming out and answering questions. He has a way of turning things around for a lot of people, because certainly with his what he thinks the policy should be, he's very clear on that. He's very clear on what history is and what our history as a country is, and he's winning over a lot of people, I think, because of that. So for a strategist, yes, of course. I don't think they're going to take him lightly. I think they have to plan for that possibility. Also, there's potential third-party candidates who could mess up what the picture looked like with Mitt Romney. One of them we introduced you to on America Tonight, and we're going to next hour, Buddy Romer, because I thought it was interesting some of the things that he had to say with his political background, and he certainly strikes a chord with some of what he suggests we should do in the country, like not take big PAC money, because if somebody writes a really big check, how many special interest groups have a little sway with you? I mean, do you think Barack Obama, he was the Democratic candidate, he's the Democratic president, and he was about hope and change, but the thing is, he couldn't change the way you do business when you're trying to get elected, and he took fat money from the people in Wall Street. So he can't say that that's not part of the deal. When he goes out and speaks, his candidacy is based on a lot of Wall Street people. Goldman Sachs. I mean, Goldman Sachs has a stranglehold on half of the people who are running our government. You don't think that? Listen, you come in and you work your way up through Goldman Sachs. You're not gonna, you're the Secretary of the Treasury. We've seen that happen twice now. You're Tim Geithner. You have no allegiance. You have nothing at all to say about Goldman Sachs people. Come on, that's. And then, of course, you're Tim Geithner, and you are helping the president, in a sense, to get reelected. And what money's propping him up? How many millions did he take from so-called Goldman Sachs people, if you will? So the answer to the question is absolutely. He planned for any contingency, and I would plan for Newt right now, because if he does win, then that's who they go up against, you know? And to be honest, from what I'm hearing in D.C., a lot of Democrats would love to go up against Newt Gingrich, because he's a target. There are a lot of things that they can attack him on. Freddie and Fannie, the lobbyist thing, and that's what will happen. That's what they'll hit him on. I mean, square between the eyes. Romney, it's a little bit different. They can, look at Bain Capital. He had an asset management firm, and, of course, there was a lot of corporate downsizing in some of the places that Romney was involved with, but the Democrats still can't trash Romney as much as they could go after, I think, Gingrich. Just my two cents. I do believe, though, there is a good chance he could do pretty good in some of these early primaries. All right, quickly, let's go to a whole bunch more. Here's one from Ellen R. Ellen says, Kate, did you see the debates on Saturday? What did you think? I thought it was kind of interesting, some of the things that Newt Gingrich had to say. And Romney, to me, at some points, seemed like he was stumbling a bit. I don't know if there was even a clear-cut winner in this debate in Iowa, and this is now the 11th. Wow, where did all the time go? Yeah, that's where did all the time go, and was there a clear-cut winner? I would almost say Newt Gingrich came out looking pretty good. I taped the debate. I wasn't home when it was airing, so I taped it and then watched it, and I would say, just if I was clearly looking at this on the answers and some of the things that were said to the questions, obviously, so the answers in the debate, I would say that Newt Gingrich did pretty well. Although some people think he's arrogant, he came off a little bit pompous. Clearly, just from what he said, I thought he was pretty smooth. And that's what I look at. You know, how smooth, is it easy to answer the question? In other words, you know exactly what direction you're going in. There's not these pauses kind of thing. And he didn't have any of that where he was searching like poor Rick Perry, who, remember the debate where he was searching for what department he would cut out and some of the stumbles that he's had along the way. He was smooth, smooth as a baby's bottom. Moving on to something else. Here's one from Paul listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. I love when you say the station, by the way. Kate, I've listened to the show for a while now, and I have to say it's pretty interesting. You do talk about a lot of different things. A lot of what I'm hearing lately centers around 2012. Do you think the Democrats, because I'll be honest, I'm a Democrat, I'm not happy with Obama, but I certainly don't like any of the Republican choices, and I would vote for a Republican to tell you the truth if I like them. But I'm really not liking anyone that I'm seeing in the few debates that I've watched. Do you think somebody else wows us that we just can't stay away from them? I'll tell you what, it's in looking at this, I didn't think originally we were going to see a third party, but we're going to see some kind of splinter. I think we're going to see something splinter off. Does it gain any momentum? Do people, you know, want to vote for somebody else with an R still around their name, but in a so-called third party? I'm not so sure. Ron Paul, who's gotten, you know, won a lot of straw polls, has been asked again and again and again, because he's not getting any traction, big time traction with the Republicans, would he consider running as a third party guy? And he keeps saying that no, but I don't know that he wouldn't also try to do something like that. So it's going to get real interesting, I'll tell you that. And of course, the president is asked about what his thoughts are as far as the people running. Don't you love that? You're the guy, you have the office, and you're running. Yeah, who do you think's going to be, who do you like in this race? Nobody. So he was, he did a 60 Minutes thing, and he says, the quote that I pulled out of it, and I'm sure it's going to be in all the papers, is that the core philosophy that they're, meaning the Republicans, they're expressing is the same. That it doesn't really matter who they nominate against him, whether it's Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney or, you know, whoever, it's the same thing that we hear, where they want to take the country. He's saying where they want to take the country is going to be stark, and he's saying, I predict a good debate and a clear choice for the voters. So he, you know, he said, look, do they see a more compelling vision coming out from the other side? He says the Republicans, all they're talking about is more tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations and gutting regulations. So if the American people think that's a recipe for success and a majority are persuaded, then he's going to lose. That's the only thing that he said there. And he talked about a bunch of other things in politics, but he didn't. I mean, clearly he said the Republicans were all the same old thing. I don't know. You think that's true? Is it the same old thing? I think there's a lot of disappointment with Obama, but he's the incumbent. He has some obvious momentum because of the fact that he's an incumbent. Where's unemployment going to be? How frustrated are people going to be in less than a year from now? I mean, we still have a long time before that election. Things could really change. We can count next.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. It is always about the numbers. Our life is filled with numbers. I'm just hoping that you have more positive numbers than negative numbers overall in your lifetime. It's not just about the do-re-mi either. I mean, you know, it's about how many marriages, how many divorces, how many cars that break down. Yeah. How many people that annoy you? How many sleepless nights? Oh, I could go on and on and on and on and on. You know the old thing about counting sheep? How many times have you had to count sheep before you finally just gave in and said, I'm just going to turn to the Ambien. I've had enough of this. All right, so topping We Can Count, you know, has to be this for fun. For fun. We're going to give you this number. How many games has Tim Tebow won with the help of the Lord in Denver? Well, for the Denver Broncos. I won't say in Denver because, of course, we're going to include the road games. That would be 7. Yes. Do you believe it? This latest win on Sunday, the Broncos pulled it out, a comeback win, rallying from 10-0 with 2:08 in the fourth quarter to beat the Chicago Bears 13-10 in overtime. It was the Broncos' sixth straight win. They are now 8-5 on top of the AFC West. religious communities love this guy because he makes no secret about it. He's a devout evangelical Christian. He said it his entire life of football when he was in college, etc. He prays on the football field. He is the real deal. He's not playing or acting that out. That is Tim Tebow. He's authentic. Absolutely, he's authentic. And so he has stirred up a lot of the religious communities, we'll say, in a positive way, because so many of them are, actively, I'll say, rallying around Tim Tebow. They're embracing the quarterback. And even some of the religious, even if their beliefs don't actually line up with his, like I said, he's the evangelical Christian. Even the rabbi at Denver's Temple Emmanuel, Joe Black, talked about sermonizing Tim Tebow, using him as an example. How about that? Wow. All right, moving on from Tim Tebow and his success, you know, who knows where it ends up, but he has absolutely, like I say, stirred up a lot of interest in the game of football from people who aren't necessarily maybe football fans, let's say. Well, speaking of stirring it up, this really is stirring it up. The feds are proposing this unmanned border entry with Mexico because, you know, we're seeing all the drug war stuff and you got tighter border security and they're talking about spillover violence, which is hardly nothing that's new, let's say, except for that it's gotten so out of control. So in some of your more remote areas, they're just talking about, let's just leave it maybe unmanned, right? And what that means is they've got upgrading a port that's unmanned. So for example, they could have something open up in, let's say, Big Bend National Park, which would allow people from a small town across the border to scan their documents, talk to a customs person in another location 100 miles away. Now, if they do this kiosk, we'll call it a kiosk, that's kind of what it would be like, it's what they're envisioning, that it would be the first port of entry with Mexico that's unmanned, like I said. Would that work? So would there be more access, perhaps? I don't know. Would there be more criminal operations? Would people that are engaging in, let's say, illegal activities along the border, would it be easier? I mean, aren't they still going to do it? I don't know. Would you be the person that would have that one security place that's got this kiosk? Would you try to sneak across the border there if they're trusting and have this unmanned thing? Because you still have a long ways to go. It's a very desolate area. They've got a public comment period that runs through the end of December. And this project's going to cost like, you know, $2.3 million. So you've got people in our country and you have people in Mexico talking about it. One of the main Texas Republican members of the House Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Michael McCaul, is questioning, why do we use these resources? Doesn't it make it easier to cross the border? Don't we need to secure the border rather than making it easier to enter in locations where we already have problems with illegals? We're going to trust the kiosk. Does that make sense to you? I don't know. $2.3 million. You can scan your documents and talk to someone in some other part. No, your documents aren't up to date. Please go back over the border now. Please, we're asking you to go back over. You don't meet the requirements. It does seem counterproductive to me. I would say no. If I were writing out this card right now and sending it to them, I'd say, are you crazy? Aren't there better places where we can use this money? And speaking of money, we still don't know about the payroll tax cuts. Everybody says that they have a plan. The latest guy who has a plan is the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He's part of the Sunday Swirl. He's on one of the Sunday shows. He was on Fox, as a matter of fact. And he's saying that he's got a way to pull it. He feels like he has a way to pull everything together. And they can get it done. Because, you know, if you look at the way things are now, the current payroll tax cut would be, and I've said these numbers a couple times in the show, just recently on the show, if we went to the top of the show, 6.2%, just remember this, it would be cut from 6.2, it would extend the payroll tax, 6.2 to 4.2 for another year. It would also extend unemployment benefits, though, for 59 weeks, and it would shorten the time frame for approval of a pipeline from Alberta, Canada, to Texas. So that's the thing. And 12 Democrats in the Senate have co-sponsored legislation to rescind the boiler rules that opponents say would cost 80,000 jobs, because it also eliminates a regulation that was thrown out by the Environmental Protection Agency that would limit output on the, you know, basically on the boilers. Oh, man. At this point, listen, something happens by the end of the year, because TikTok, December 31st, it pumps back up to 6.2%. That's what's going to happen. I think it gets extended. I've already said that a zillion times, but it is, you know, it is pretty interesting. The back and forth and the claims that they're taking riders out and there's other riders that are in, and what about the pipeline, blah, 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 blah. All right, hacking has really gone to a new low when you hack into Playboy somehow, supposedly, and you come up with the issue where Lindsay Lohan is featured in the magazine. In fact, it was supposed to hit, and she's on the cover, it was supposed to hit the newsstands next week. It was leaked online Friday. Copies of the photo were either hacked or stolen, but they think it was, you know, somebody hacked in, and they uploaded it to a file-sharing website in Russia. Fox News talked about that, the fact that it was this place in Russia that hacked in. So all the photos, the article, all that stuff was already pumped. It's already been pumped out there. Oh, wow. Everybody gets hacked into. It doesn't matter whether you're featuring nude women in a magazine like Playboy or you're just a regular Joe Smith at your desk working away. And you get hacked into. I was hacked into this year. Somebody got into my email system. What a nightmare that was. Ugh.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.